We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is Ida Apple Cider. It's Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for crisp, cool bedtimes and sweet, tart dreams. You can listen to a dear story anytime you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will meet a little fawn deer named Ida.
Hi!
Ida is so excited to explore the apple orchards with her mother, Doe. Together, they will make a sweet, fruity treat.
Yum!
Let's begin our deer tale now. Ida Apple Cider. It was a crisp fall day. Ida, the little fawn deer, was snuggled up and sleeping soundly. She was just born this past spring and still had her spots. Every day for little Ida felt like a brand new adventure. Her mother, Doe, woke her up gently with a leaf.
Ida, wake up, my dear. It's the first day of fall, and we have a big autumn adventure ahead of us.
Ida opened her eyes and sprung up from the ground.
Hooray! I can't wait! Let's go, Mama!
The two deer scampered their way up Pleasant Hill. As they hoofed it up the path, Ida remarked,
Look, Mama, the green leaves are changing colors.
You are right, my dear.
Doe pulled a red speckled leaf off the tree and handed it to little Ida.
This leaf is spotted just like you, dear.
Ha ha, it is! I love spotting spots!
How many different colored leaves do you see?
I see yellow round leaves, orange spiky leaves. Ooh, I also see bright red ridged leaves. And look at these smooth shaped maroon leaves. They are so pretty. I love the fall season.
Well, we are in for even more fun autumn surprises. Just you wait, my dear.
Ida and Doe scampered further up the hillside until they reached a secret orchard.
Wow, look at all these delicious looking fruits. What are they, Mama?
These fruits are apples, my dear. And look, they're all different colors, like the leaves.
Oh, wow, they're so beautiful. Can we eat them?
We sure can. In fact, I want us to do a taste test. Pick one apple of each color. We will line them up in a row and choose our favorite tasting apple.
Ha ha, okay.
Mother Doe picked some apples from the taller branches and little Ida gathered apples that had fallen on the ground.
Hey, Mama, this one has a brown spot on it. Can we still eat it?
Let's feed that one to the birds, my dear.
Okay.
Ida rolled the bruised apple over to a bird's nest. A bright red cardinal flew down and said,
"Why, red is my favorite color and flavor. Thanks, little dear."
"You're welcome, Mr. Bird."
Ida happily scampered back to the apple trees and finished collecting all of her different colored apples.
"All right, my dear, let's start with a green apple. This is a Granny Smith. Give it a try."
"Okay."
Ida took a big bite.
"Wow, that's very sour. But I like the tangy flavor."
"Me too. Now let's try this yellow apple."
"What's this one called, Mama?"
"It's a Golden Delicious."
"Yum, you're right. It is golden and very delicious."
Ida pulled the next apple from the row.
"Wow, this apple is beautiful because it's a mix of red and green colors."
"Look closely, Ida. It has little speckled spots just like you, my dear."
"Haha, you're right. What's this kind of apple?"
"This is called a Macintosh."
"Haha, that's a funny name."
"Why don't you give it a taste?"
"Okay." "Wow, this apple is very crisp, and it makes my mouth want to pucker like this."
"It is a very tart-tasting apple."
"So many delicious new flavors."
Mama Doe laughed and pulled the last apple from the row.
"Speaking of delicious, we have one more apple to try. This is a Red Delicious apple."
"Oh, good golly! It's so sweet and fruity and scrum-diddly-umptious! That's my favorite apple of all!"
"I love all the apple flavors."
"Me too! I wish there was a way to mix them all together!"
Maybe there is. Wait here a moment."
Doe the deer disappeared into a thicket of trees. She reappeared rolling out an old wooden barrel with her snout.
"Whoa, what's that, Mama?"
"It's an old forgotten cider barrel that I found in the woods. We're going to fill this halfway up with apples."
"Okay."
Ida selected her favorite flavors.
"I'm going to throw in 6 sour Granny Smith apples. And 10 tangy Golden Delicious apples. Oh, and here are 12 tart Macintosh apples. And oh, golly golly, 16 sweet Red Delicious apples, my favorite."
"Good choices, Ida. Now comes the fun part. Let's squish these apples with our hooves."
Ida and her mother Doe merrily stomped on the apples in the barrel.
"This is fun! Yippee!"
After they finished stamping the apples to a pulp, Doe lifted the apple barrel up onto a stump. She instructed Ida to stand underneath the spigot.
"Stick out your tongue."
"Okay."
Doe turned on the spigot, and a stream of apple juice came pouring out and dripped onto Ida's tongue. Ida closed her eyes and savored the sweet, fruity flavor.
"Oh, this is the best thing I have ever tasted. I can detect the flavor of each apple. They come together to make this perfect, delicious, sweet, tangy, tart, fruity drink."
"This concoction is called apple cider."
"Wow, apple cider! What a wonderful treat! Thank you so much, Mama."
"My pleasure, Ida. You know, dear, you're the apple of my eye."
"Ha ha, I like that."
The sun began to set in the sky.
Doe and Ida made their way back down Pleasant Hill to their bed in the tall, grassy meadow. The autumn air was a little chilly, so Ida snuggled up close to her mother.
Will you sing me a bedtime song?
Sure thing, dear. I think I know just the tune.
On Pleasant Hill, apple blossoms bloom. Let's breathe in their sweet perfume. Little fawn Ida and me, Mother Doe, my love for you will always grow.
'Cause when the sun sets west, little birds find their nests. I'll cozy up with the one I love best. Sleep now, Ida, get your rest.
Oh, Ida, sweet as apple cider, sweeter than all I know. Through the woods we go with my dear Ida. Sweet as apple cider. Life's so much better with you, my little honeydew. Ida, I love you, dear. I love you, dear. Sweet Ida. Good night, dear Ida.
Doe and Ida slept soundly through the night, warm and cozy with their bellies full of sweet cider. The two deer lived happily ever after. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. If you thought tonight's tale was sweet, be sure to share it with your dear friends so they can enjoy Sleepy Time Tales too.
Sleepy Time Tales.